This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, you might remember we talked about the flight to safety the other day. People were buying U.S. government bonds because they are safe as the shock of the war in Ukraine started to really sink in. The way bonds work is that the more people buy them, the lower the yield, the interest rate that they pay. And that flight to safety has started showing up now in the housing market. Mortgage rates fell last week for the first time in about 3 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average interest on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped to 4.09%, 4.15% the week before. That's great if you can lock in your rate, say, now. But with the war still happening and the Fed meeting next week and inflation and everything, there is a whole lot of uncertainty about where rates are headed as the spring home buying season gets underway. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
This may well be a temporary dip in mortgage rates because you know what's coming next week. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says Fed leaders are still expected to raise interest rates at their March meeting to try to curb inflation.
While they acknowledge there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy stemming from the conflict in Europe, they still see the need to tighten. And so that means we're likely to see mortgage rates begin to tick up again.
In the short term, she says that could actually spur home sales as buyers rush to lock in what are still very low rates before they rise further. But longer term,
affordability is going to be very top of mind for folks, especially in an inflationary environment like we're in right now.
There are signs inflation is already weighing on buyers' minds. Tawanda Burney is a broker in Charlotte, North Carolina, who also has a loan signing business.
Within the last 2 weeks with gas prices, I've been getting a lot of people concerned about that and thinking about, you know, stepping back to see where everything's going.
Those prices are hurting her business in another way.
I've got a vehicle that takes premium gas and I don't want to go out and show anything.
What hasn't changed is the lack of homes for sale. Listings typically pick up during the spring and summer months, but Ann Powell at Coldwell Banker in Ocean View, Delaware, doesn't think it'll be enough to put a damper on prices. Most of her clients are wealthy people buying second and even third homes, and she doesn't expect them to be too phased by higher mortgage rates.
And these second home buyers either just, you know, life is short, let's go get the beach house. We can't wait till tomorrow anymore because look what tomorrow brings. And now I think also people are saying, hey, it might be a good idea to diversify our holdings and let's put something in real estate.
Making it that much harder for people just trying to buy their first house. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.